This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you a couple things. You can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming soon, I should point out. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Also, the iHeartRadio app is free. Go download it. Then you can podcast the whole show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All that is there. All right. Again, Human Rights Campaign. Kelly Robinson is the president. Senator Ted Cruz sits her down, asks her what the difference is between a man and a woman.
Ms. Robinson, do you agree with Ms. Gaines that there's a difference between women and men?
If the question is about trans women,
I'm just asking, is there a difference between women and men?
I mean, what I can say here is that the NCAA has rules in place. They've had rules in place for the last decade, and when this competition happened,
I'm going to try again.
The rules were clear.
Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? It's a yes-no question. Do you believe there's a difference?
Oh, I think that we're talking about this case with the NCAA.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? Most people could answer this very simply. I'm curious if you're willing to do so.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, all right. We got it. There's an angle to the trans stuff. Remember, the LGBTQ demon mob, the activists, I'm talking about the activists here, they are a key finger in the communist fist. It's just all about communism. It's all about destruction, all of it. Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the climate change nutters and the feminists. And it's all just about communism. It's all about destroying. But the different groups oftentimes have different roles in destroying. They're all fingers of the same fist. They're all the same group. That's why they all work together. The, quote, civil rights, the Black Lives Matter, America's racist, it's about slavery crowd. It's their job to destroy your history. Your country's an evil, racist place. You should hate it. It's always sucked. Tear down that statue. That's their job. The job of the climate change nutters. Their job is to destroy all prosperity. Everything. All prosperity. They will destroy it all. And they'll kill a few billion people while they do it. The LGBTQ demon mob has a job. Really, it's a threefold job. One, destruction of the family. Strong family units are the enemies of communism. They always have been. They always will be. It's why the communists immediately infiltrate your home. Try to turn brother against brother, parent against child, child against parent. You saw this during COVID. You found out that your liberal Aunt Peggy is actually a card-carrying communist who will turn in her own children and yours if it means approval of the state. Destruction of the family is one. Two, destruction of the church, specifically the Christian church. Now, I need to clarify something. The LGBTQ demon mob is of the devil. All communism is. But why the Christian church? It's actually not because of Christianity itself. They want to destroy the Christian church because that is the largest voting bloc against them. They need that church destroyed. It must be. It's in their way. And so they will use law enforcement. Basically, they will use the hate crime laws and civil rights laws to send the FBI to the door of your church. Those days are coming. The FBI's already infiltrated your church for a reason. Remember when that document came out that proved they're infiltrating the Catholic Church? So the LGBTQ demon mob, it's about destroying the family. It's about destroying the church, the national religion, the old one, Christianity. It has to be done away with to make final room for our new religion, U.S. of Gay. The third thing, and this one's really, really, really important. It's about breaking your will to speak the truth. It is critical. All communism is based on lies. You know this. They rely on two things, deception and the apathy of their opponents. It's all based on lies. They lie all the time. They talk to each other about how they're lying all the time. We can't let them know what we're doing. Hide this. Hey, change your language there. Don't let them know that. What's an abortion? An abortion is tearing a baby apart in its mother's womb. You know the baby can feel pain? Ripping apart its body, poisoning it. How do they describe it?
And I do want to say, because I think it's very important to say, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree that the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
She's describing an abortion. Weird how she hid what it was really like, right? Anyway, it's all based on lies. They need, because they'll never be the majority, the actual true believers of communism are always a tiny, tiny minority. They'll never be the majority, but they need a huge percentage of the population to go along with the lies that are told. They actually don't need you to believe it. It's better if you do believe it, but they don't need you to believe it. The communist does not need you to believe the lies. He needs you to repeat the lies. And more importantly, he needs you to be too afraid to speak the truth. That's what he needs. He needs you to be too afraid to look at that dude who cut his penis off with his 5 o'clock shadow and say, okay, that's still a dude. He just cut his penis off. That's still a dude. He must have you too afraid for that. Why are they stuffing men into women's locker rooms? This is Riley Gaines talking about men beating up on women in sports, the advantage men have over women. Why are they dominating women in the pool? Why do they have male rugby players out there beating them up? Why? What's the point of this?
You don't believe that a biological male has a physical advantage in sports over a biological female?
Not as a definitive statement.
Give me an example. Well, no, I don't think. How many female members of the NBA do you see?
Well, I can say that, you know, there's been this news article about men that think that they...
Okay. The trans stuff, the trans portion of the LGBTQ demon mob, it's about bringing you to your knees and having you say the sky is green, because that is true power. We've discussed this before on the show. The trans stuff is about power as much as anything. No, that dude can go compete against your daughter in volleyball. Oh, sorry, she have a concussion? Hey, shut your mouth, parent. He's still a woman. No, that's a woman. Don't try to say it's a man. And that's why the right is embarrassing itself and failing when it comes to speaking out about it. Because this is what the right is doing. What they always do. Figures, good old conservatism. This is why I'm an anti-communist. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a libertarian. What's the stated Republican position now on all the trans stuff? Well, not for kids. It's just not for kids. I don't care. Not for kids. Now, I'm not asking you to care what a grown adult chooses to do to their body. If a grown adult chooses to mutilate their body in some way, that's their freedom to do so. But don't sit and pretend like a grown man can change his sex any more than a child can. Don't sit and pretend like a grown woman can change her sex any more than a child can. But of course, we're just going to give them half of what they want and try to fight for that last little speck and act like we stand for something. You can't ever change the sex you were born with. If you think you can, you've been lied to. If you want to, it doesn't mean you're evil. It doesn't mean you're bad, unless you're trying to do it to someone else. It does not mean that at all. It means you need some help. It means you need to get some help. That's all. You probably had a rough upbringing, some rough influences. Those homes are normally pretty specific. The children who go along with this come from pretty specific homes. And now you're mixed up. Maybe you're unhappy with what you are, who you are, whatever the case may be. You're not evil. You just need help. You need help. But what you don't need is the standard GOP, good old-fashioned, just let them have a conservatism saying, well, I mean, sure, adults can. Just leave the kids alone. No. It's all about it's all based on lies, and it's all about power. And we can't allow them to have that. Once again, let's stand up and be bold. Be boldly anti-communist. Speak truths you're not supposed to speak, because that's honestly what the communist fears most. Why do you think they kept the anti-communist manifesto off the New York Times bestseller list 2 weeks in a row when it was a bestseller 2 weeks in a row? Because the anti-communist manifesto, those of you who've read it already know, it speaks very plain truths. You see me dancing around issues in there? Well, I mean, just not the kids. No, nobody. All right? Bold. Boldly change your cell phone, by the way. Change your cell phone company. And when you change, when you call Verizon, I love these tales when you call me and tell me about it. When you call Verizon, when you call AT&T, when you call T-Mobile, when you call these companies to change and they ask you why, and they're going to try to get you to stay. No, but we'll take half off the next month. Tell them. I don't go along with the rainbow mob stuff. I'm tired of you using my money to spit in my face. Tell them, and tell them where you're going. We're switching to Pure Talk. We're going to save a fortune. We're going to go enjoy the same 5G network as one of the big guys. And we're going to fund a company that actually shares and promotes our values. Pure Talk's out there using your money to try to solve the problem of veteran suicide. T-Mobile's trying to change your kid's sex. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let's get into a couple different things here. Just to clarify something, there's a headline today in the Washington Examiner. Is the military trying to lose wars?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. Let's clarify a couple things. The men and women on the ground, they're out there winning every battle, trying to win war. It's not that the commanders are trying to lose wars. It's just that they're not trying to win wars. That makes sense. They're trying to get promoted. They're trying to get rich. They'll all go work for one of the defense contractors one day, make a fortune. Maybe they'll write a book. Maybe they'll run for office, but they're not trying to win the war. That's not what our commanders do in our rotted out military. Now the men and women on the ground are awesome. The NCOs are awesome. Our junior officers are awesome for the most part. But these senior ones, these admirals, these generals, putrid. They're not trying to win. That's one. Two, do remember something. They are not destroying the military with all the woke crap they're putting in there. All the LGBTQ crap and the white people suck crap. And the, we have too many men stuff. And they're not trying to destroy the United States military. They are building a United States military. They're building one for a different purpose. You think they're trying to destroy it because you see what they're doing and you say things to yourself like, oh man, how are we going to take on China? They're not interested in taking on China. Joe Biden came out again today. And he was laughing about people who have AR-15s. And he was doing that same joke he's done before. I laugh at these people who are talking about the blood of patriots and tyrants. You want to take on the government, you better have an F-16. Do you understand that the common Democrat talking point now is this? They've threatened the American people with nuclear weapons. Eric Swalwell has. They have repeatedly elected Democrats, including the President of the United States of America. They have repeatedly said, hey, you need fighter jets. What does that mean to you? Look, you know what? Let's do it this way. What is it? If you and I, if we work together every single day, you and I work together. And I said things like this to you every single day. Man. You should see what my axe, the axe I keep in my car. You can't imagine what that thing would do to you. What if I said that to you a lot? Chris screws something up here in the studio. Man, I gotta tell you, Chris, you can't imagine what my axe would do to your head. What do you think would be going through my mind at that time? They repeatedly say these things, and I know this is hard to hear. And I know, especially for Normie Norm, it will be even harder to accept. They say these things because these people want to send the military after their political opponents. It would never occur to me if I was president of the United States to threaten any of my countrymen with sending an airstrike after them. And yet, remember, the communist believes in using his power to gain more power and keep power. So when you're commander-in-chief and you have this shiny military there, all those bombs, all those bullets, all those jets, all those tanks, all those missiles, it would never occur to you to not use it. Oh, of course, they're limited by some things now. They can't do everything they want just yet. But these people would send an airstrike to their political opponents' homes without the slightest bit of hesitation at all. And maybe you're recoiling in horror at that. Jesse, that's too far. Until you grow up and wake up and accept that what I just said is true, you will never really fully understand who these people are and what these people are capable of. These people would send the military to your home without hesitation. That's who they are. They are communists. By the way, we have an update. In case you're wondering, maybe you've been challenged at work or otherwise to bend the knee to the communist language. Speaking of all that trans stuff, can men become women? You do remember that Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass, right? He put up a fairly innocuous post on social media. He wasn't all about all that trans kid stuff. And then he got scolded, and then he went and did his struggle session thing.
I recognized yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine. And I'm truly sorry for that. I just spoke with my teammates and shared with them my actions yesterday. I apologized with them. And as of right now, I'm using the Blue Jays resources to better educate myself, to make better decisions moving forward. The ballpark is for everybody. We include all fans at the ballpark, and we want to welcome everybody.
Got to better educate myself. Just got to check myself in for a re-education. That's all. Just a re-education, of course. Anthony Bass couldn't get on his knees fast enough for the communist mob. Anthony Bass ran to the cameras and apologized and promised to re-educate himself. Anthony Bass is now out of a job. He's no longer on the team. So now he doesn't have his $3 million a year, and he doesn't have his pride. He doesn't have his honor. He gave it away for a paycheck. Do keep that in mind when they come to you and they demand you give away your honor for a paycheck, all right? All right, now, let's talk about a little COVID and power grids and emails. Let's talk about your slippers. I actually had a foot doctor appointment yesterday. It's a long story. I had a stress fracture, and now there's a nerve thing. It's no big deal. Believe me, it's no big deal. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. But I am proud to say that my wife is officially horrified. Why is she horrified? Because I was sitting in the doctor's office and the doctor asked me, strapped a little pad on the bottom of my foot I have to wear for a couple of days. And he said, so you're not allowed to walk barefoot on any hard floors after this. And he looks me square in the eye on my life and he says, so do you have any kind of slippers you can wear around the house that have good support? And I said, man, you are in luck. I actually have my all season slippers from MyPillow, and right now they're $25 with the promo code Jesse. The wife's just going to leave. But I wasn't lying. They're four-layer design. I have my all-season slippers. I can wear them inside and out. Great support. And now I'm more than covered. I wear them all the time anyway because they're so great. And they're $120 off right now. They're so nice. They're normally $149.98. You get them for $25. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, and get you yours. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We have, you know, our good friend Yuri Bezmenov, right? I mean, we're not good friends. I never met him, but in my world, we're good friends, okay? But we've played him many times on the show. For new listeners, I always have to remember to recap things. Oh, I have to recap something else. All right, I'll do that in a minute. But Yuri Bezmenov was in the KGB. He defected to the West. He defected to the West, and he did a long sit-down interview. It's an hour and a half long. We play little excerpts from it all the time. But it's an hour and a half long, and it's well worth your time. One day, when the world-famous Jesse Kelly show is over, and you're longing... What, Chris? And you're longing for more wisdom. In all seriousness, it is a fascinating listen. An hour and a half. It's on. I think it's on YouTube. I think the whole thing's still on YouTube. It is, Chris? Okay, the whole thing's on YouTube. But there's so many good tidbits in there. You remember we were playing earlier, we were talking earlier about the Human Rights Campaign. Just another one of these shadow groups. I want you to listen to this. It's a little long, not terrible. I think it's a minute or so. I want you to listen to Yuri Bezmenov very, very closely. Remember, he's the one who told us the Soviets infiltrated here on purpose. He taught us what they did, how they did it. Listen.
The natural bodies of administration, which are traditionally either elected by people at large or appointed by elected leaders of society, are being actively substituted by artificial bodies. The bodies of people, groups of people, whom nobody elected, never. As a matter of fact, most of the people don't like them at all, and yet they exist. One of such group is media. Who elected them? How come they have so much power, almost monopolistic power on your mind? They can rape your mind. But who elected them? How come they have a nerve to decide what is good and what is bad for the elected by you, president, and his administration?
I'm just glad we don't have a media like that in this country.
And it shows that no one is above the law, which is important, not even the president's son.
The fact that son of the president was investigated by the government and charged is actually evidence that no one is above the law in America. That's a good thing.
Obviously, you're already hearing a lot of shouting, oh, sweetheart deal, oh, this, oh, that.
This is not a sweetheart deal. It's a deal. I think it's a good deal for Hunter Biden in that he will stay out of prison and end up with only two misdemeanors on his record. But it's certainly not a sweetheart deal out of line with what happens in the rest of the country.
They focus on this and say, oh, my God, two-tier standard of justice. He got a sweetheart deal. And you're like, guys, I mean, you just sound like morons.
And yet, if this wasn't Hunter Biden, it is likely he wouldn't have been prosecuted at all.
It indicates that the prosecutor's gone out of his way to charge everything that could have been charged.
Heads up, they're not the liberal media. We love to say that, right? The liberal media, I don't believe the liberal media. They're not liberal media. They're communist apparatchiks. The communists infected the media. More importantly, they infected the journalism school. Do you remember everything I wrote about it in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which you can purchase at jessekellybook.com? Do you remember what I told you? They infiltrated specific fields on purpose. Fields like history, economics, psychiatry, journalism. The Soviets did it on purpose. Now Americans do it to other Americans. These communist professors don't even understand that they're really communists. But they train the next generation after the next generation after the next generation of communists. And now we have a bunch of communist apparatchiks in this country. That's the truth. We have many, many, many of these groups in this country. Hello, New York Times bestselling author. No, I'm a Wall Street Journal bestselling author. The New York Times officially 2 weeks in a row has left the bestselling book off the list. Good. It's not for them. I wanted to offer encouragement to your listeners. I sat down last week and started my monthly giving to T2T, Preborn, and the Acervo Project. My cup is full, contributing to the saving of a baby's life, protecting and saving children, and honoring those who have served and lost for us is the greatest reward. Thank you for your diligent vetting of these wonderful organizations. Sincerely, Wendy. She also says, I'm halfway through the Anti-Communist Manifesto and plan to pass it on and order another for myself. Signed, I hope. Yes, we still do have signed ones, by the way. Those are at jessekellybook.com. Then she says, it is literally the best read I've had in a long time. That's not very nice, Wendy. God bless and keep you safe. Look, when it comes to the groups like Preborn or T2T or Acervo, these are things that I'm passionate about. And I'm grateful for a couple things. One, I'm grateful that Premiere allows me to go that route, because that's not a normal route for radio, is it? And normally, if they allow you to have one, they'll allow you to have one. But I have asked, and again, they just are so incredible to me. They understand that I believe in causes. Now, I believe in wonderful products and services too, obviously. And I believe in patronizing anti-communist companies, for-profit companies. I'm all about profit. Good, yes. But I love a cause. I believe we should try to be servants to a cause. When I sit down and I talk to you about preborn, and I talk to you about saving a baby, one, whenever I bring a cause to you, understand something. Me, Chris, Michael, we are all three passionate about causes. We want to do good, and we vet. We vet, and we vet, and we vet, and we vet. If I bring it to you, it's because we have vetted it. That means your money goes exactly where they say it's going to go, and that means it's a wonderful organization. Man, preborn, wrap your mind around this. You give $28 to preborn, a lot of people will sign up. I actually had a few people on the book tour say they give $28 a month because you can just give reoccurring. And that $28, it doesn't get lost in the ether. You're buying an ultrasound for a woman who's about to have an abortion. She's seeking one out. It's not just, they're not just handing it to some random woman. It is a woman trying to get an abortion. And preborn simply says, hey, how about a free ultrasound first? She lays down, and there's just something magical about it. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life. And then preborn, I should warn you, they're going to make you cry. They email you things that are going to make you cry about the work that you've done. Go help them out tonight. $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. And look, maybe you're well off. Not everybody is. Maybe you're doing fine. Remember, this is all tax deductible. Give $28,000. Buy them an ultrasound machine. I think those are $15,000. Buy them what you can. This is our hands and feet saving lives. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? All right. Now, let's move on here. This is from Becker News. New smoking gun evidence points to COVID patient zero as having worked at the Wuhan lab. His name is Ben Hu. Ben Hu. That's a really cool name, I should note. Don't do that. That, Chris, that's not a funny joke. That's not. Chris leaned in and said who. Chris, you know what? Turn your mic off. You're done for. No, Chris, we're not doing who's on first either. No, sit down. You're done for tonight. His name's Ben. You know, I'm not even going to say the name again because Chris is going to ruin it. Then Michael will get him. No, Michael. No. No. His name's Ben Hu, and we're talking about COVID. Ben Hu. Ben Hu, he was the first COVID case. Now, wrap your mind around this. He worked at the Wuhan Institute for Virology. Dr. Fauci's NIH, they funded gain-of-function research, that whole turning the virus into a weapon thing. They funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute for Virology. So just so I can try to tie a bow on this for myself, I know you probably already got it, but just so I understand, Dr. Fauci paid to have a virus created at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and then that virus got out, and then Dr. Fauci got rich and famous, pretending like he was fighting against the virus that he originally funded. Chris, did I miss any steps there? Because I'm pretty sure I got all those steps right there. Boy, I'll tell you what, if I was a conspiracy theorist, I might think all this stuff happened on purpose, or in the very least, I might think somebody's covering something up here to cover their rear end. And let's do keep in mind, Fauci's retiring as a millionaire several times over and has not yet disclosed what he's going to do after he retires. We all know he'll be at Big Pharma making a fortune. All right, we got a segment left. We have to talk quickly about the power grid and headlines I didn't get to and some other things. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I get to a couple emails here before I get to headlines I didn't get to. I did want to bring this up, and I want to credit January Littlejohn. That's her name. That's an awesome name. Anyway, you're paying for this. I just want you to know. We have an Office of Population Affairs. That's a real thing. You pay for it, your tax dollars. This is a direct quote from them. Research demonstrates that gender-affirming care, that's child mutilation, which encompasses many facets of health care needs and support, improves mental health and overall well-being of gender-diverse children and adolescents. Blech. Well, let's go to the Office of Population Affairs. What is it? The Office of Population Affairs administers the Title X Family Planning, Teen Pregnancy Prevention, and Embryo Adoption Awareness Programs. OPA advises the Secretary and the Assistant Secretary for Health on a wide range of reproductive and adolescent health topics, including teen pregnancy prevention, family planning, and, oh, look at that, sterilization, as well as other population issues. Isn't it interesting that the people who've been caught on camera multiple times talking about how the world needs to be depopulated, we have way too many people, we have to get to net zero, they're all the same people telling young boys to chop their penises off. Huh. I'm sure there's nothing to that, right? I'm sure there's nothing to that at all. Hello, handsome Shogun. We were talking about Trump last night and why he was doing some of the things he's doing. She said, I think Trump doesn't want to face that he's the most despised man on the planet. You know, and I'll go on for the rest of her email in a second, but I believe this, and I know the Trump haters will hate me for this. I don't really care. I believe that for any narcissistic tendencies he obviously has and things like that, I believe that Trump really does want to be liked. I believe he wants to be liked. And I agree with this, that I think it's hard for him to digest how many people hate him. And that's why he makes the efforts he makes to try to get people who hate him to like him. Whereas you or I, we want to say, screw them, they're the enemy. He really does. He wants just, if I could just sit down with this communist journalist and I'll convince him. I can't believe these people hate me. I agree. I think it hurts him in a way. I've always believed that. Jesse, she also said, I also agree with you that he would be assassinated if he was to become the Republican nominee. I hope I'm wrong about that, by the way. Thank God you do what you do. You are my favorite talk show host. I ordered a signed copy of your book, and I'm anxiously awaiting getting it in the mail. It can't come soon enough. Her name is Kathleen. Your signed books should already be out, some of them. Some of them will not be because I have spent the day, I spent an hour again today signing more. Those should be done tomorrow or the next day, completed and sent back so they can be sent out. So it shouldn't be long, but I'm not letting them sit around. You should know if you ordered a signed copy, I know you want your book. I'm signing them. I'm trying to treat everybody right. I'm getting them done as fast as humanly possible, but I am getting them done. Dear Shogun Jesse, I've read your book twice now. Nice portrait pic in the back of the book. I came to the conclusion. I bought many conservative books in my 10 years since waking up and always felt empty at the end. Now I know why. None of them spoke to me the way the Anti-Communist Manifesto has. It is a call to action against the communist threat. I donated all my collection, literally 53 books, to my local Goodwill. I don't need them. There are only three books left. Silent America by Bill Whittle, The Bible, and the Anti-Communist Manifesto. Oh, wow. The others have outlived their usefulness to me. They don't have a plan and whine miserably like pathetic children. They don't know what time it is. You do, Shogun. Keep fighting. God knows we need you to. And his name is Ross. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever write a book again, but I would never have written one, period, just to complain. Oh, this sucks and that sucks and this sucks and this is terrible. Because I've always found that's so much of the media. Radio and TV, everything sucks. Oh, okay. Well, now I'm depressed. What can I do about it? Yes, we're going to talk about what sucks, just like we can do on the show, but we're going to talk about what we can do about it, just like we do on the show. Look, we got a long road to hoe, Chris. It's not road to hoe. It's a row to hoe. I'm tired of having to teach Chris how to talk. You know what I may need? Because I'm so tired, I may need to up my chalk intake. I'm sure my T levels are more than fine by this point in time. In fact, maybe a little overinflated, but still. A male vitality stack from chalk is not something I'm going to stop anytime soon because of how I feel. I'm so happy to be full of energy and focus, even late in the afternoon and the evenings. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack waiting there for you. And remember, chalk is so anti-communist. Chalk got fired from the social media platforms during COVID because of their anti-lockdown stance. They got kicked off. And they called Premier and said, hey, we want to advertise with Jesse. He's saying what we like. That's who you're giving business to when you go with Chalk. Natural herbal supplements make your life better. Go to chok.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Joe and Jill Biden frame Hunter Biden as a victim after the charges. Yes, of course they do. That's pretty much how it goes every time, and the media has gone along with it. Did you hear this doozy? I forgot this
one. Boy, this case of Hunter Biden has been a source of political and personal heartache for President Biden.
It really has, George. And look, the White House now is eager to move past this. They have really been trying to distance themselves from all of this, stressing that the president has never discussed this investigation with the attorney general. But you're absolutely right. There is no question that this is painful for the president personally and politically.
Oh, is he going through pain that his felonies have been discovered? That poor guy. Sweltering heat tests Texas power grid and patience as thousands in the South stand without electricity. Just a reminder to you that the United States of America has more than enough energy to power the entire planet for your entire lifetime, no matter how old you are, several times over. If there is ever a power outage or they say there's not enough power, turn down the electricity, it's because the government has failed you, and it's always, always, always because of all the green energy crap. There's plenty of power there. If they didn't go get it, it's their fault, not yours. Turn the AC down. New Jersey GOP mayor gets the Julius Caesar treatment from his own party over pride flag controversy. Of course, a Republican mayor would remove a pride flag and the Republican Party would oust him from his position for it. Boy, if that isn't the most GOP thing in the history of GOP things. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson wants $25 million to pay the rent for illegal immigrants. These illegals pouring into cities like Chicago and New York are turning into a financial windfall for these places. California man who attacked police with a taser on January 6th sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. 12 and a half years in prison for him, not a single day in prison for Hunter Biden, who sold out your country to foreign powers. You can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.